Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Understand that Donald Trump would be making yet another SCOTUS appointment had it not been for the big cheat. A 7-2 court might actually give conservatives a shot, conservatives a chance. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. But because of the big cheat, and this is why the Democrats knew they had to do this, I want you to understand why it was so important for them to get rid of Donald Trump at all costs and to continue to censor people who would dare tell you the truth about the last election, which is that Donald Trump got cheated, is because of this very eventual development, which is more retirements. Breyer was next, and everybody knew it, and the Democrats have been putting pressure on him for a long time. But now Captain Demento's handlers will get to make that choice. Oh, they're going to pretend it's him. Joe Biden said, I'm going to nominate a colored girl. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Can you believe that the most demented clown ever put into office is going to put a Supreme Court justice on the bench? And it won't be his choice. I mean, he'll pretend it is. Handlers. Justice Breyer did not get to pull an RGB, a Ruth Bader, RBG is RBG, Ruth Gator Ginsburg, Bader Ginsburg, RBG. He didn't get to hang around, because if he hung around too long, Trump would be putting in another justice. The Democrats got to him, made him an offer he couldn't refuse. Justice Breyer, you're going out. If we don't get you, we'll get your family. Democrats, they are mean-spirited, boy. If they want to get you, they'll get you. He's always been, Breyer, that is, a solid vote for the Democrats for almost three decades. On the court for 27 years, which really isn't even that big of a deal. The most interesting thing to me, though, is what will Joey Demento, who's he going to consider? What moron will they consider? Because Democrats, in my opinion, don't appoint good Supreme Court justices. Not these modern day Democrats. Now, I mean, look, philosophically, I might disagree with SCOTUSes of the past that were from the left. But I do believe that they had the nation's interest at heart. I don't believe these do. I think these SCOTUSes are just like the prosecutors that are letting people go. I mean, what prosecutor is bent on saying, you know, I don't care what the law side did. On the order side, I'm going to let people go. Generally, prosecutors are reliable. They look at things pragmatically. Nope, not these. So these judges are not pragmatic. Look at some of the last cases and some of the decisions that these people have made and ask yourself, is there even a modicum of common sense with these justices on the left? And by the way, I say the same thing of Gorsuch. Not Gorsuch. Anyway, you know, the one I got fired over. Oh, my goodness. Look at Sotomayor. I don't think you can get a more dense SCOTUS appointee, but I'm reserving the right because Joe Biden will be putting somebody in, but she was an Obama pick. And this is a lady who misstated the number of people who had died, number of children who had died. Kavanaugh, that's who I was trying to think of. Kavanaugh's let me down. But anyway, Sotomayor, dumb. I won't say anything about Kagan. I don't know a lot about her, but she tends to vote with Sotomayor, so probably dumb. Consider the source of who's going to be making the next pick, and Sotomayor may look like Albert Einstein, because Joe Biden doesn't even have a... This guy's like, well, I just need to find myself a colored girl. Look, I'm all for having a sister on the Supreme Court. If she's qualified, if she's not one of these justice, you know, social justice warriors who's out to completely rewrite jurisprudence, I mean, good quality, look, justice is not about color, it's not about gender, it's not about sexuality, it's not about religion. Justice is justice. Anywhere you go. And if you agree you're going to follow the Constitution, do it. Do it. Isn't Lady Liberty supposed to be blind? Holy mother of Moronia, folks. Would you want to even be on a Joe Biden list? I think it would be an insult. I think it would. I'd be under the scenes going, just please keep me off. Please keep me off the list. Lord, please do not let me make the Joe Biden list. Because it's the kiss of death. You get put on that list, it's because people know you're an idiot. You're a woke leftist. That's all they want. So here's the thing about this, and this is the buzz. This has been the buzz for a day or so now. That, and just for the record, I didn't even hear about this until today. I didn't. I was so interested. I have too many things going on. I'm doing some strategy with various candidates, and I've got speeches to prepare. So I've been a little bit out of the loop. And I don't blame my producer because I know it's in here. I know it's in the stack, but I just didn't get to it. But anyway, there is good news, and this is a buzz around this, that it offers Biden a necessary distraction from. And let me just give you a short list of the things that Biden does not want you to know about himself. Are you ready? One, that he's stupid. He's an idiot that has dementia. So what? He curses out reporters. So what? He gets upset when people ask him tough questions and he doesn't answer them. And he reads off the teleprompter and his brain's in a whole other universe. He doesn't want you to know that. He wants you, and the Democrats want you, to forget about Russia-Ukraine. You know that little issue where Joe Biden, Demento, actually tipped his hand and said to Putin, go ahead and get some more territory in Ukraine. He doesn't want to tell you about North Korean missile launches or that China had one of the biggest war games to threaten Taiwan in a long time. And what about the scandals with China that are brewing because of his son, you know, the Renaissance crackhead? What about the scope, the very SCOTUS he's trying to change, and the fact that these people said, you know what, take your vax mandates and shove them up your behind, Jared Joe? What about the border issues, the $2 trillion of new debt that he's created in less than a year? That's just to name a few. When we get back, we'll talk more about it, because Joe Biden needs to use Justice Breyer to hide from his record.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello. You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars hauling AIS insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Justice Breyer retiring, they say, threw a monkey wrench into the midterms. We'll get to that. But I was making a list of the things that Joe Biden needs a distraction from, and holy cow, as you think about this stuff, I don't know how you could be a Democrat and be happy with yourselves. Gah! Okay, I began with Joe Biden's dementia. If you think you're going to hide that over the next few years, good luck. Joe Biden will be known as a dude who was suffering from dementia, who put a Supreme Court justice on the court. Wow. Democrats, really? You're proud of yourselves? He's got Russia, Ukraine. That's not going away. North Korea, it's a small nuisance, but still. Donald Trump had Kim Jong-un completely under control. China. You think China's going to not take notice of what happens with Crimea and then go into Taiwan? Now, whether they do or they don't, what about the Chinese scandals that are brewing right now? You're not hearing about them, but I promise you, they're percolating under the surface. Joey Demento's son, he's in trouble. SCOTUS threw down the vax mandate, said no go on that. What about the border? Have they done anything to address the border issue? Of course not. And then we find out there's $2 trillion in new debt. Inflation is going through the roof. The Fed can't even keep the lid on it anymore. I heard they're going to start raising the rates. And, oh, let's not forget about those little supply chain issues that Joe Biden talked about. We'll get more into these. And meanwhile, back at the ranch, the fact that the Wu flu, which is really the flu with a slight bioweapon twist, brought to you by China, doesn't bode well for old Joe Biden. And then here's the biggest of all. I know you're saying, Kevin, how could what you say next be the biggest of all? But it is. The woke are getting woke. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I don't know how to explain to you guys how bad censorship is. But I'm not begging you to do anything. You do what you want to do. Because I believe it's all God's plan. But I'm going to tell you something. It sickens me to get on this radio show every day knowing how good we perform. We have a team of people that are amazing. And that these social media Gestapo keep us from growing. It's up to you to get the word out. I know Bonnie is out there doing her thing. Bonnie sends me a note every day. Kevin, I'm spreading your stuff. I so appreciate it. Let me tell you, it takes a village. If you guys don't do it, I don't know what to tell you. Dan Bongino just got kicked off of YouTube. Now, I've been kicked off of YouTube for years, but it's big news because Ben Bongino got kicked off. Well, welcome to the party. They talk about, oh, he had millions. Let me explain something. If these guys weren't censoring me, I would be among the most popular Republican conservatives, pragmatic, critical thinkers on the planet. On par with Joe Rogan. They censored me for a reason, because I make sense. And they know I'll get through because I joke with them. I make it funny. I make it, oh, how are you going to fight me on this, lefty? So that's the reason. Look, you're not here because you're stupid. You're listening to this show because it has meaning to you. You got to help us get this show out. I don't know how to do it. I don't know what to tell. I don't know your life. But if it's sending it out to your database, if it's telling a friend here or there, it doesn't take long. If I have 1,000 people listening to this show, and everybody says, we're going to get 2 people, and they get 2 people, and they get... See, that's how it works. It's multi-level. If everybody gets a penny, then the Ponzi scheme means that somebody's going to be left with a bunch of money. And it isn't about the money. It's about the message. So if you think about the little pot of gold being us converting people little by little, that's what we're trying to do. And there's enough listeners out there to make it happen. Now, there you go. I'm going to get back to it. Republicans now are going to get the chance to gruel Joe Biden's appointees and highlight the stupidity of leftism. That is a good thing that's going to come out of this. This Justice Breyer retirement. But I've already talked about how it threw a curveball, but I want to read one of the articles that I saw. And the guy says it's a distraction. He says Democrats are still smarting from battles over former president's 3 conservative additions to the bench. Now, let me stop for just a second and say, if Mitch McConnell doesn't allow the Republicans to beat the living daylights out of whomever the Biden appoints, shame on him. Because let me tell you something. Kavanaugh, who, by the way, isn't even, I almost hate I defended him because he's certainly not living up to it. But the way they treated him is appalling. And if Mitch McConnell just says, well, look, we're not going to be treating anybody that way. Screw you, Mitch. Go after whoever it is. Show them for who they are. Anyway, they go on. Biden's retirement and his replacement won't change the ideological makeup of the court, but it gives Biden the opportunity to leave a long-lasting mark on the court and his party, a positive message to carry into November. I can't help but chuckle. Look at what the conversation was as recently as yesterday, the guy writes. We're talking about inflation in practically every sector of Americans' lives. We're talking about supply chain issues, rising violent crime, what's going on at the border, obviously Russia and Ukraine, all of these things bad for Biden. This is from GOP strategist Doug High. So he desperately needed a lifeline, and this is perhaps the best he could get because this should galvanize Democrats. Look, Democrats may rally around this for a bit, but then they got to go home and they got to cook that $10 a pound hamburger meat. They got to eat, you know, cup ramen that now looks like bird spittle soup. It costs $100 a cup. I'm just saying. They got to get in their cars with $5, $6 gasoline prices and go, whoa, what happened to me? You think that the Democrats, the people that are rank and file are looking at this going, oh, you know, it's so good to get a new justice. It's our guy. It makes me forget that my interest rates are about to go through the roof, that my paycheck, though higher, is getting me less. And, oh, don't forget shrinkflation that I talked about a while back, where the manufacturers are making things smaller and smaller, leaving the pricing the same. So you think you're getting more, but guess what? You're running out of check, and I could go on. If they think this is going to be enough of a distraction to stop people from absolutely kicking Democrats in the naughty bits in the 2022 midterms, they are out of their minds. It's a distraction in the sense that we can all reflect and go, wow, Donald Trump would have actually appointed a fourth Supreme Court justice had it not been for the big cheat, because that's the first thing that came to my mind, and probably many other people's. So, look, we're going to be talking about this for a while. There's no question about it. But I don't think it's going to go in Biden's favor. I think Democrats looking for a lifeline. I've told you on this very program many times, it ain't getting any better for you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of Americans along the East Coast are bracing for severe winter weather. Nearly 73 million are now under winter storm advisories as a nor'easter is set to slam the region this weekend. North Carolina Democratic Governor Roy Cooper is issuing a warning to residents who want to try and drive through the storm.
We're asking people to prepare again to make sure you've got what you need in the house. And if you live in an area that it looks like it'll be dangerous to go out in the morning, please don't.
Russia's foreign minister says the country doesn't want a war with Ukraine. His remarks come as his country has put troops on its border with Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin has demanded confirmation that Ukraine won't become part of NATO, but claims the request hasn't been addressed by countries including the United States. USA Radio News. A man with a long rap sheet is suspected in a shootout with Houston, Texas police.
The suspect, who shot and wounded three Houston police officers after they responded to a domestic disturbance, has finally turned himself in after being barricaded in a home. Police Chief Troy Finner.
The suspect at 7:45 surrendered, walked out of the house with his hands up. He had an apparent gunshot wound to the neck. He's been transported to the hospital.
All three officers are now in stable condition. Mayor Sylvester Turner said the shooting highlights the dangers that law enforcement face every day. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A simple word guessing game called Wordle is taking social media by storm. While it takes a little work to solve the puzzle, experts like Jillian Hill from the University of Texas Center for Brain Health in Dallas say Wordle is like candy for the brain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We have one thing to thank Joe Biden for, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show.com. That is, the woke are getting woke. They're waking up from their idiocy. And what it's forcing Americans to do is think about politics for the first time at the base level. Thanks for being here, folks. 844-551-8255. Americans are now fighting back. They're fighting back against these woo-flu policies. And that's causing Democrats to look for ways to end the insanity. But their biggest problem is, how do they make it look like Republicans are the cause of the insanity? I don't know if you guys saw the little girl, a little black girl who was ushered out of a restaurant or something because she was, or a library or whatever, because she wasn't vaccinated. Particularly in light of what happened with SCOTUS, who ruled that mandates for companies over 100 employees don't need to be vaccinated. All around them, people are finally going, you know what? We get this for what it is. I don't know if you've seen this video circulating about this doctor. Dr. Blake, I think is his name. And he says, this has been something conceived since 1999. Or it's a crazy amount of time this has gone by, but they finally decided this is the time to implement it. Trump accidentally signed an executive order that allowed them to do this. This nonsense with WuFlu. You have to see the video. I'm not explaining it well. But here's what I'll tell you. This is all contrived. And now we have a little girl who's in effect a Rosa Parks of sorts because she's kicked out of a place. She's 9 or 11. Where is the media on this? Well, if you know how they were planning this, the media was part of it. So what's at stake? Well, the Republic. That's what's at stake. That's why the Democrats have cheated and fought so hard to make sure that they get their way, because the Republic is at stake. We're at a crossroads of what do we want to do here? And the Democrats are scared. Because, see, they can't do it on their own. They can't win on ideology. In ideological war, they lose. They already know this. Why do I know? Because they're losing. When the Democrats regain control of both the House and the Senate, which is going to be only months away, Biden's going to be even more useless. He won't be the tool that he already is. Now, I'll be honest with you. I think some Democrats are going to be happy. They're going to be happy to be able, they're going to be able to shift all the blame to the Republicans at that point. Or will they? A new record was set for border apprehensions by over 100,000. I don't know what the old mark was, but the number of apprehensions in December was 100,000 more than the record. Now let's ask ourselves, how many were not apprehended? Because see, I'm going to bet you that was a record too, but nobody's ever going to know what that number is. During an interview on CNN, Biden's deputy NSA director calls all international crises coincidences.
We mentioned that North Korea fired new missiles overnight. Obviously, what Vladimir Putin is doing is provocative. Why does it seem that these foreign leaders, in some cases rogue foreign leaders, are testing President Biden?
You know, John, I know there's a lot of temptation to connect these issues because these events are taking place simultaneously. The North Korea challenge has been with us for quite some time, really going back years and actually decades. The United States has been very clear that it considers North Korea's missile test to be provocative, to be a threat to peace and stability. We have taken action with regard to sanctions. Just in recent days and weeks, we have taken action at the Security Council, and we will continue to provide all manner of reassurance to our Asian allies, in particular the South Koreans and the Japanese with regard to these tests. But I don't see these issues as connected in any way other than they took place, taking place around the same time.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, yeah, it's just coincidental is what he's trying to make you believe, right? North Korea has been going on for years, but wait a minute. Hold on a second. I believe during the time of Trump, he had some initial problems with Kim Jong-un, and then he called him fat boy, and then it all got promoted, it's driven up to a level of DEFCON something, right? And then suddenly North Korea was in check. I distinctly remember Trump going to China saying, you better get Kim Jong-un in check. I distinctly remember Kim Jong-un and Moon Ki Bot, the South Korean president, meeting at the 54th parallel and shaking hands. And I remember seeing the smile on a little fat Korean boy's face where he was like, I'm actually meeting, the first time we brought these countries together. I seem to remember Donald Trump did that. He brought peace to the Middle East where he had Middle Eastern countries recognizing Israel. He had Iran in check, the rial, the currency of Iran, absolutely in triage. And Iran was begging the United States to leave him alone. Leave us alone, man. Will you please leave us alone? But it's been going on for years. It's just coincidental that Captain Demento would take over. And, I don't know, Russia would invade Crimea. The border would be overrun with 100,000 more people than the previous record in December, that inflation would be decades higher than it has been in decades. They're calling it Bidenflation. What else you want? That China would decide, you know what, we're going to amp things up in Taiwan. And I could go on. I've already done it in the previous two segments. So go back and listen to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and you can hear everything I said. It's all a coincidence. All the issues that Joe Biden's been facing, all the things that we warn people about, let me tell you the coincidence of Wu Flu, the coincidence of Joe Biden using every problem that he's faced on Wu Flu, including his Afghanistan withdrawal, including the latest is get out of Ukraine withdrawal of Americans. Everything's Wu Flu. The economy, it's all Wu Flu. People can't work, don't want to work, work and don't make enough money, work and make money, but find out that they can't afford the things that they used to buy. It's all Wu Flu. Woo! Yeah, Wu Flu over the cuckoo's nest. Because Joe Biden is the reason. He is the hub to all of those spokes. And you know what he's done? He's managed to take on more issues than even Obama. Look, Obama had a host of scandals. I don't need to recap them. But Joe Biden is making it look worse. We thought Benghazi was bad, right? Because four people got killed in an evacuation that everybody should have been aware of, and that Obama and team did not provide air support because who knows what they were trying to do. But that's only one part of it. What about the other part? What about Joe Biden's counterpart where he can't get people out of Afghanistan even when Donald Trump says we're getting out? But we're going to do it in a way that makes Americans safe. And Joe Biden gets 13 Marines killed and who knows how many other Americans. Who knows? We'll never know. So that's just that's one scandal. That's a comparison of one failed presidency to another. And you know what Biden did? He says, hold my beer, Barack. Wow, man. You thought Barack Obama had border issues? Look at what Joe Biden did. Hold my beer, Barack. You thought Obama could buy his way to prosperity by spending $10 trillion? Joe Biden has spent $2 trillion and then did another $6 trillion in nonsense around Wu Flu. $8 trillion down the drain. Hold my beer, Barack. Wow, man. And here's an interesting story. The Chinese foreign ministry gave a speech. I don't know when the speech was, but I just saw it. And they said, that's the freedom the United States advocates. Freedom to shoot other people. They're going after the Second Amendment. In other words, let me put it to you this way. The Democrats are in lockstep with the Chinese government in policy in America. From Wu Flu to guns to the mistreatment, not the treatment, the mistreatment of its citizens. The Democrats are in lockstep with the Chinese government. They can't even deny it. And believe it or not, anybody who dare question Joe Biden's policy is an SOB. Let's not forget that, right?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We get winds in strange little places, and you got to know how to look. And here's the thing, I'm not trying to look for minutia so you can feel good about how things are going in America. I'm not looking at that at all. I'm looking at the real deal. Things that may go unnoticed on you that you may feel like at times, Kevin, what does it take to win, man? What does it take? No! You're winning all the time. You just got to recognize it. And it isn't like, as I said, these little things that we're just holding on. You're grasping on to hope. Please, will somebody throw me a lifeline? It isn't that at all. They're all around you. You are winning more than you're losing. And let me tell you, here's what you got to understand. The left are not being told how bad it is for them. It's up to you. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, folks.
It's up to you to listen to what I tell you and go spread the word. I've already told you, Joe Biden is dead man walking. The Democratic Party is dead man walking if they continue the policies that they espouse. They're dead man walking. Name me a popular Democrat. Just one. Name me somebody you go, oh man, this guy's gonna step in. And you want me to give you some choices? Tulsi Gabbard? Not a Democrat. Andrew Yang? No longer a Democrat. Pete Booty Boy? Yeah, right. Elizabeth Warren? Chuck Schumer? Nancy Pelosi? Maxine, when I name a Democrat, you know what you do? You cringe. You're like, oof. Yikes. They're mean. They're evil. Every time they open their mouths, it's bad news. It's how bad the country is and how bad you are. Let me tell you, I don't know much about the other side in terms of, I mean, I do know a lot about them, but I'm saying I don't know how I don't stay in that brain. But I know this, when I wake up in the morning, I am proud to be an American. I see nothing but good in this country. I'm not looking for Bigfoot in the form of racism. See, racism for America is Bigfoot. It doesn't exist. I'm sorry if I mess up Santa Claus for some people. But Bigfoot doesn't exist the same way racism doesn't exist. Oh, Kevin, I know some racism. Whatever. You want to give me some anecdote? Yeah, I saw a big old hairy something in the woods one time. And you know, there was a dude dressed up in a suit. Because the racism that they claim exists in this country, you want to know who where it is? It's everywhere Democrats are. Because it isn't where you and I are. You're winning. And they know you're winning. They can't admit it, because if to admit it means that the bedrock of everything they believe goes down the drain. So they cannot admit it. But trust me, you win so often it's ridiculous. And they lose so often you wonder, how do you not see it? Look at these clowns running around with these vax Nazis. You better take a shot. As they go, it's my body. Like I said, give me your issue where the Democrats are fighting tooth and nail, and I'll give you the exact opposite where you say to yourselves, well, you do realize that flies in the face of what you said about this subject. I was thinking about racism because I'm building my comedy sets. I was thinking, do you understand that Democrats will be in a room together, black and white. They will be talking about racism. Black leftists and white leftists. White leftists will be, yeah, and this is and racism that doesn't exist, that people don't even know they have, and I'm here to fall on the sword on behalf of all white people, so they virtue signal. And the black people there go, oh, girl, we ain't talking about you, not you. No, it's them other white people. It's them other white. So understand this. Black leftists are willing to forgive white leftists while crying racism and then pointing the finger at the very people who aren't even discussing racism, who don't even see it. And their excuse is, well, you don't even see your racism. You could be eating dinner. You could be in the same restaurant as these people, not saying a word. And they go, look at them, won't even recognize me as a black person sitting in this restaurant. Mm-hmm. Look at the racism going on. You know, how do you win? You want to know how you win? By ignoring them. And fighting back, ignoring them when they bring it up, or fighting back tooth and nail. And telling them, you know who the real racists are. I'm just using that as an example. Sexist. Men are sexist. Not conservative men. We're not sexist. And if you are a leftist man, I understand why you're sexist. Because you're sick of dealing with female hyenas over there on your side of the aisle. Hey guys, there's room for you over here. You just got to grow a pair. Come on over. But don't come over as a eunuch. We're winning. We're winning all over the place. There's a guy who's... I'm going to shift gears here a little bit because there's a story about woke campuses. And here's what they said. Resident assistants at Western Carolina University are subjected to mandatory racial and gender sensitivity training, with slides instructing students to avoid certain phrases that could potentially be deemed offensive. In one of the presentations, a slide obtained by Fox warned students that they are denying
the racial experience of another person if they say, when I look at you, I don't see color. Which, for the record, I think that's just stupid. I think it's a stupid comment. I don't think you're denying a racial experience, but I think it's a stupid comment. Kevin, when I look at you, I don't see a black guy. That's insulting. When I look at you, Biff, I don't see a white guy. What? Why would I tell a white person that? I see your little pasty white butt. What do you mean I don't see it? I'm going to joke about it. Inasmuch as when I see that big zit that's on your chin and it's picture day, I'm going to joke about it. Sorry, that's just me. He said in one presentation, they go on. They also say they're referring to America as a melting pot can be deemed offensive and be interpreted as saying you should assimilate to the dominant culture. Well, what is the dominant culture in America? Will somebody explain it to me? Because I think the dominant culture in America is to be a law-abiding, God-fearing, patriotic person. I think that's the dominant culture. See, no description of color or race or gender or any, well, race and color, you know what I mean, gender, sexuality, nothing. In another class titled Rainbow 101, students are shown a picture of a gender unicorn outlining various gender identities and gender expressions, along with a video titled Human Sexuality is Complicated. No, it isn't. If you're a boy, you should go like girls. If you're a girl, you should like boys. And anything in between is just your freak. Fine. Conservatives have freaks. Some people like two boys. Some people like two girls. I mean, look, you could look at Mormons, for example, and say that's a freak. That's freaky. Well, yeah, because they have polygamy. I'm not saying they condone it, but it is known for that. The religion is known for that. It's a freak. Most people understand it's boy-girl. But let's face it. If you're not Mormon and you've ever messed around on somebody, you're a freak too because you didn't believe in boy-girl. You believed in boy-boy-girl if you were a woman or girl-girl-boy if you were a dude. You were messing around with more than one girl or a chick messing around with more than one dude. You know, look, it is a melting pot. It's a melting pot of people doing bad things or things deemed bad by either their religious convictions or societal norms or what have you. But it is what it is. But look, it ain't complicated. Let me tell you when people want to complicate stuff. It's academics who want to complicate it because it's their living. If I want to talk to you about your freaks, I have to give it a fancy name. Human sexual. Rainbow 101. I mean, that's not that complicated of a name, but because normally they give it a really funky name, you know, human sexuality and the genome mapped into the endorphinus of the morphodines, you know, whatever. They got to give it something because they want you to pay for it. And then they want to screw up your kids with all this. Well, I really don't. I'm really what you would call, what do they call them? Non-binary. Non-binary. The term just cracks me up. I'm neither a girl or a boy. I'm something in between. Well, that's not what your DNA says. You know, sorry. You can pretend to be whatever you want. I played a clip of Matt Walsh the other day saying the same thing, but I've been saying this for decades. You can tell me what you want to be, but I don't have to acknowledge it. But if it's, you know, if you want to be, that's fine. But I'm not going to pretend with you. One of the presenters, he says, a black woman said she was too afraid to stop her car in northern Georgia because she is black, which prompted a conversation with students about post-traumatic slave disorder. The trainings take place each semester and are mandatory for both new and existing RAs at the school. What a farce.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.